Chris Crawford, the state opposition saying the proposed trial of a telehealth system involving Mullumbimby and Tweed Heads now looks almost certain to go ahead after the health minister and the head of the health department expressed their support for that project during budget estimate hearings yesterday. Is that a fair summation of events? My understanding was that you had vowed that it wouldn't go ahead unless staff concerns were properly addressed.
It's not surprising that the Minister for Health and the Director General support the use of telehealth systems to support nurses working in emergency departments, because for material periods of time in around 100 hospitals in the state, this is occurring already. So what the Minister and the Director General are saying is this is a good use of technology and is already in place in many hospitals.
But previous to this, you've assured people that this trial, even the trial, won't go ahead unless staff concerns about it are addressed. Does that remain the situation?
In the case of the Mullumbimby Hospital and the Tweed Hospital, what is happening about the use of a telemedicine system is we are conducting a consultation with the community and clinicians to determine whether a trial should proceed. That consultation is still ongoing, and in fact we are analysing the input we have received at this very moment.
When do you think you might make a decision?
We have indicated that a decision will be made at the late November board meeting of the Northern New South Wales Local Health District. At that time, the board will consider all the circumstances of this particular proposed trial. Whether or not this trial goes ahead does not take away from the fact that using the telemedicine facility to support staff working between a smaller hospital and a bigger hospital is in principle a good idea. In fact, as I've said, in around 100 hospitals in the state, this is occurring for material periods of time at present. But what we need to look at is what are the particular circumstances between Mullumbimby and the Tweed hospitals, and whether the concerns raised by the community and clinicians can be adequately addressed to allow a trial between those two hospitals using the telemedicine system to support the nurses at the Mullumbimby Hospital Emergency Department on the night shift can go ahead safely.
It strikes me that a lot of time and planning has gone into setting up this trial, and you have the support of the health minister and, as you say, the head of the health department. A lot of people are going to think that, regardless of what the community and staff feedback has been up until this stage, that trial's probably going to go ahead.
The important thing is to have the support of the Mullumbimby Hospital nursing staff. They're the ones on the front line who are going to have to conduct the trial. They're the ones who we're going to have to convince that the trial can be done safely. So that is what we are attempting to do, to work with our nursing staff to see that the trial can be conducted safely. If it can be, then a trial will go ahead. If we don't believe we can adequately address the concerns that have been raised, then we will not be proceeding with a trial.
The Labor MP, Walt Secord, says that he asked that you address the budget estimates hearing yesterday and that his request was blocked by the minister. Is that true?
I'm not aware that I have been asked. There's been no sort of formal request for me from the Budget Estimates Committee to address it. But there wouldn't be anything different that I would say to the Budget Estimates Committee to what I'm saying to you now or what I have been saying publicly to the community for some time. I personally believe the idea of having a trial is a good idea, but what we need to do is we need to listen to the frontline clinicians, the nurses and the doctors. We need to listen to the community's concerns, and we need to see if we can address those so that a trial can proceed in a way that is a safe environment for patients.